This is Rashid Chappell. You're now listening to Hip Hop Digest. This is the home of real hip hop. This is the place where you find the authentic. Make sure you tune in and check us out. Peace, 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 peace.
Jay and them niggas done sucked a whole lot of people dry. Like, you know, Jay-Z, Puffy, they suck a lot of people dry. Their talents, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, they treat you like McDonald's fries and shit when they cold. No, nobody wants McDonald's fries when they cold. Who? Name one person. A starving bum on the street with nowhere to go or eat or stay wouldn't grab a McDonald's french fry out the garbage can. That shit is disgusting, 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 disgusting.
Welcome to the Hip Hop Digest Show with your man, DJ Ken Killer.
And we're good about your boy, Kurt G.
And of course, it's E Green. All three of us in the building. Once
in
again,
the
what up?
Building.
Happy recording day.
Happy recording day.
Yeah, here we are.
All right. So before we get started, I'm going to tell y'all just briefly what I did.
Before we get started.
Yeah, right. So I seen a couple people chiming in. I don't know who it was about something about stuff we missed in 2016. So I spent literally just about all week listening to what Kurt G tags the new New York. I listened to West Side Gun and Conway. I listened to two West Side Gun LPs and I listened to two Conway LPs. That shit is not for everybody, but that shit is nothing but drug dealing and murder.
Exactly what it is.
Over loops. It's so snobbish. It is so East Coast. It is so New York. Yes. I mean, I knew about Conway. Yo, I didn't really know about West Side Guns, but Buffalo, stand up. Those two cats is repping for Buffalo. It's strictly East Coast, New York. That's just how I spent my week listening to stuff from 16 I missed.
And for those that don't know, Buffalo is in New York.
That's not in Canada?
Damn, you had to give a geography lesson?
I'm just saying.
That's where the Bills is playing, right?
So that's what's good.
Buffalo wings?
Shout out to Thurman Thomas. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So anyway, first topic on the Hip Hop Digest is Tidal now offering master quality audio to premium subscribers. This is for you, Kirk G. The subscription-based streaming service Tidal, that is.
Why is it for me?
Because you'll be able to understand this, and you'll be able to help our listeners get through it.
Oh, okay,
this is
okay,
sort of
okay.
A tech topic here.
All right, all right.
So Tidal, that is, announced that it will begin to offer master quality audio recordings. The current hi-fi clocks in at 44.1 kilohertz, 16-bit. You know what that is, right, G?
Yep.
Okay. Tidal is now offering for subscribers only 96 kilohertz 24-bit master audio. The representative said it will sound like you're in a mastering suite. Hi-Fi premium members at no additional cost. Tidal Hi-Fi costs $19.99 per month. Kurji, the average person will say to you, yo, what's all that mumbo jumbo 16-bit 24-bit?
Not much. Unless you're an audiophile.
Now, see.
You're not going to be able to hear the difference.
Oh, okay. Now, see, I know a lot of people be like, damn, yo, killer, your title's black owned. Get off Jay. Get off that, yo. I'm just making an announcement. And I'm leaving it up to the Hip Hop Digest resident engineer to say yes or no. If you're already getting a high-end service, it's no extra cost. But if you're not buying it, and I see Swervin shaking his head like he wouldn't buy it, it costs $20 a month for mastering suite quality. Would the average listener be able to appreciate that?
Like I said, unless you're an audiophile, you're not going to be able to tell the damn difference.
Ah, indeed. Swerve, y'all see a lot of negativity from the West Side.
Son, I'm just saying. You already know my stance on paying for streams.
You just said last week, nigga.
And then you're going to try to trick the people? Or actually, you know what? You're not even tricking the people. Like Curtis said, if you're an audiophile, that's fine. But the kind of audiophile I am, I want to hear the popcorn. I want to hear the crisp.
No doubt.
You know, I don't want to hear all that.
No doubt. I'm not trying to trick the people. That is an announcement that came.
No, I'm not saying you were tricking the people.
Oh, okay.
I'm saying, like, people talking about this special extra sound like it's going to be something. And I trust Curtis because I know. Y'all don't know what goes happens behind scenes on his show with this sound stuff. So I believe him when he's saying that. But, you know, even if I was willing to pay $19.99 or whatever a month, I think I'd still rather get it free because it already sounds good.
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt. So that's what's good. Title, again.
I didn't mean free. Right. I mean, $9.99 a month or whatever it is.
Well, in any case, shout out. I'm not dissing Title or Jay. That's just an announcement. It's just our personal opinion. So
sneak this. No, I'm playing.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking the same thing.
You know, that
it's,
is...
it's just a chance just to kick him in the shin.
Crotchety old ass.
Yo, that is foul. That's not true.
Nigga, why are you over here?
Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. We'll continue on. Look at your boy. He's out of control over there.
You sound like he was hitting that sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee.
Oh, shit. So let me get back to it here. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Streaming.
Curtis. Oh, my goodness. Don't say that stuff.
Okay. You know me, man.
Okay.
I can't help myself.
Okay.
Crazy.
The audience is like, get on with the show.
Oh, fuck what y'all talking about. Get back to the regularly scheduled program.
Right, back to the previous program.
Anyway, streaming.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch.
Right. Streaming is officially the number one way Americans listen to music. Okay. So now here you go. This is in your house, Swervin. The direction of the industry has been clear for quite a while. It's official. A year-end report by Nielsen has found that in 2016, streaming has become the primary way Americans, or fans, period, consume music. Streaming has been the preferred form of consumption for especially hip-hop and R&B listeners. It was shown that is how most artists, meaning Kanye West, Drake, Rihanna, Frank Ocean, and others, garner their income and have signed lucrative deals with streaming content companies. Nielsen also reported that Drake obviously was the most streamed artist with 5.4 billion on-demand streams. We're not sure how they come up with that number.
Wait a minute. A couple weeks ago, you said a billion. Now you're saying 5 billion?
According to Nielsen.
It was a billion on one song, I think it was.
I think it was a billion on one song.
Okay, I'm like, God damn. Okay.
Anyway, right. So and over 3 billion of his combined streams come from his current LP stream of views, which is the most streamed as it goes on. So anyway, the point I'm saying is that, again, the paradigm, and I want our Hip Hop Digest listeners to understand the paradigm. In order to support an artist in today, unless I'm getting this wrong, all you got to do is show up first week when most artists are offering a free stream, listen to your particular artist. That's like paying for it. Am I correct on that? Or am I getting something wrong?
I guess it factors into that. Basically, so how many streams does it take to get one album sale?
Oh, shit. I thought it was something.
We need SimCity
here
right now. Yeah,
SimCity knew the exact number. But it takes, I don't know, 10,000, 20,000. You know, the way they're calculating that, it's still fuzzy.
The equivalence.
Right, the equivalence, and still, to me, unverifiable. A lot of that, to me, is just hyperbole and internet hype. But
mumbo jumbo.
Well, you know.
There's got to be a way, B. There has got to be a way. Just like I can weekly count how many times we listen to or how many times we get downloaded. There's got to be a way.
Okay, that's true. But still, the apartheid in this system, because that only consists of
apartheid?
The big money. Yes, it only consists of the big money boss players. It's Apple, that's Spotify, that's Pandora, maybe a few others. Okay, that Piff can't get in. Mixtape Live can't get in. Others where, again, a guy like Conway or just strictly underground guys, when you click on the joint, I mean, a guy like Conway, you know, he might have like 12,000, 20,000, 30,000 listens on that Piff, but they're not counting that. So to me, until they can consolidate and everybody who gets clicked on, okay,
that's not gonna
can
happen.
Get paid.
Could everybody make a record?
That's not going to happen.
Everybody can make a record.
Could everybody make a record back in the day? You might make
no.
a record now, but I'm saying, could you make a record in 1985?
No, unless you were signed.
So it's the same thing now. People got to catch up.
It's the exact same shit. The same people are running shit, but it's now streaming.
Exactly.
So they ain't letting you in unless you get a deal with them.
I got you. I got you. So it's consolidated.
If a nickel
to the,
bag gets sold.
Oh, no.
I want in.
Not Frank White.
Yes. That's White. How they run it.
Mm, that's unfortunate. So
Conway better come on in.
Conway's not the type of artist I believe they would sign. Although, who knows? I mean, fuck it. They signing these other dope dealers. Why not Conway?
Damn.
Because he ain't dope dealing over trap beats.
Oh. That's
counting the amount?
And you know what? I could do a counting amount on Conway, who, again, like I said, because I spent all week listening to them brothers, who himself was shot in his head and in the back, you know. And prominently shows his gunshots on his album cover. So I could do a count the amount on Conway. Maybe I will next week. Who knows?
Remember what I said about your boy Troy Ave?
Boy. All them niggas, yo.
All of them.
The new New York.
Yep, the new New York.
That, yeah. They're not taking heed. They're like, I made it through this.
No doubt.
Crazy.
Next topic on Hip Hop Digest, Nas pays $3.5 million to the IRS. Mm. The IRS threatened to put Nasir Jones in jail unless he came up with a payment of $3.5 million.
When niggas threaten you with jail, you usually find a way to get that money.
So anyway, in March of 2016, Nas was hit with another tax lien of another $145,000, bringing his grand total to $6 million in unpaid taxes. And trust me, they posted the IRS, that thing, that the subpoena with all the numbers on it. They posted that shit.
They were very transparent.
Oh, my God. And Nas owes a lot of money to the IRS. Why don't this nigga pay his taxes? Anyway,
no, B, it ain't like cable.
B.
These niggas, the same thing we say about everybody. These niggas act like they get money and they ain't got to pay that shit. So, it's free money.
So let me tell you, the records also show that Nas owes the state of Georgia nearly $426,000 from his 2007 earnings, with a $60,000 penalty and $57,000 in interest. And as well as a $71,000 collection fee.
Damn, jeez. We all in this nigga business.
Yo, that's
what I'm saying right now.
What?
He's saying, get your hand out my pocket, nigga.
I'm not in his pocket. That is the IRS. That's the state of Georgia. B, you motherfuckers keep talking about it ain't like a cable bill. You know, it makes me wonder. And again, I'm not getting on Nas. I know some of the Digest listeners are like, oh, damn, y'all niggas be riding on niggas. Son, this is just right here. You, who's handling his business here? Who is not paying his taxes?
Who is not advising this nigga to pay your taxes?
Even
if he
ain't,
like, nigga, you know it's tax time, right?
That accountant should be fired.
Well,
sorry.
Well,
if you're going to let me get $6 million in arrears or whatever, you ain't doing your job.
Well, to be dead ass honest, you ain't doing your own fucking job.
There you go.
Every year, you know taxes have to be paid. It doesn't matter. This is every year. It's like your birthday. Come around every year. You know, you don't forget your birthday. How the fuck are you going to forget that taxes need to be paid right now?
So Nas, but I'm just saying, so Nas can't name any underground MCs, and he also can't remember to pay his taxes. Hey, son, look, I mean, come on. $3.5 million. He had a call. He coughed that up quick.
He when they
was
money.
Like, yeah, when they was like, yo, go to jail.
Mess with me, you know I got it.
Them niggas was like, you want to be Wesley Snipes, motherfucker?
Right, exactly. So, yo, shout out
but
to-
he paid it.
Yo,
he did pay it.
Right, he did pay it. Shout out to Nas, man, which, you know, tells me he got it.
Oh, he got clearly. It from somewhere.
So.
A loan or something.
Mm. So. Anyway, shout out. I'm going to give a public service announcement. You know, a lot of times we get up here and we talk about veteran guys who can't pick beats or don't pick beats or won't pick beats or had a cousin trying to do beats. Who knows what the problem is? I ran across some video clips, something called DIT Studio Presents Beats Per Minute.
DITC?
DITC presents Beats Per Minute. Son, I watched those videos, yo. Son, Kurgy, wait till you see that shit, yo. It's like they'll have an invited guest like Psycho Les from the Beat Nuts or Havoc or Domingo or somebody, Large Professor.
Domingo, that's my man.
Yeah, exactly. They'll invite those guys up there, but then they'll invite like young producers, to come up there and they play their music all in this room and everybody's vibing to the beats. They should play some of that shit longer. But oh my goodness. Woo! Son, let me say it again. There's no excuse. No excuse for a guy like Raekwon. I don't know if he's going cheap on the beats, but I'm just using him as an example not to have good quality production. There's plenty of it out there.
A lot of these niggas, though, they get caught up in a set where they don't know what the fuck to do with beats because they want to try to get plays and try to get be a part of that streaming cycle where niggas listen to their shit.
Oh, you mean like the locks?
Right. So they like, damn, I don't want to go completely buck wild type beats.
So
I don't want all these trap shits on my joint either because niggas is going to clown me. But what the fuck do I do?
Well, Fetty Wap hot.
Fuck that.
I'm just saying, like the locks. I mean, that Fetty Wap shit ruins the album. But, you know, I guess they felt like they had to do it, you know? And, of course, you know, Jay's their boss up at the label.
Another reason to kick him in the shins.
Oh, B, I'm just...
kicking that nigga every time he passed by.
Son, these are facts. This isn't hyperbole. These are straight facts. So, that's what's up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest is... Rest in Paradise to Crazy Tunes. Crazy Tunes was a member of WC and the Mad Circle and later a part of Ice Cube's Lynch Mob as well as Ice Cube's tour DJs. Crazy Tunes was born Dupree Calhoun, is also WC's brother. Didn't know that he was WC's brother, but I do remember the fact that he produced the WC and the Mad Circle's 1995 Curb Serving. I do remember that. So anyway, that gentleman passed away. We want to say rest in paradise to him. Everybody was, you know, said he really represented the West Coast and, you know, deserves to be honored like that. Also, I believe we ought to play the track called West Up from said album.
West Up. I remember that joint.
Yeah, exactly. No, that actually joint was hitting, so no question. So rest in peace out to Crazy Tunes. Rest in peace, West Coast legend. And also, rest in peace goes out to controversial conservative activist Roy Ennis.
Wow.
Now, I remember, you know, as a young guy, I'm starting to really come of age and saying, what the fuck's up with black conservatives? He's one of the first ones. Way back before I was watching political shows, he supported Richard Nixon's presidential campaign as well as Ronald Reagan. But he became infamous for his 1988 debate at the Apollo Theater in Harlem, which turned into a brawl on the national syndicated Morton Downey Jr. show.
Oh, wow.
That's when your boy Hemming Sharpton, he called Sharpton a bigot, and then him and Ennis got into a shoving match. I think Sharpton was sitting in a chair and he knocked Sharpton over.
Knocked him back, yep.
Yeah, knocked him back.
He knocked Sharpton back on his petticoat?
Yo, son, exactly. Sure. And wasn't Sharpton still rocking the tracksuit and perm?
Yes, he was. Yes. And the footage is out there to still see.
No doubt. As well as later that same year, he's the brother on the Geraldo Rivera show that got into a fight with the white supremacist.
Damn, with the Klan.
Yeah, exactly. And he said that I gave them the same treatment I gave Sharpton. In that whole situation, that's where Geraldo Rivera got his nose broke. Yo, both of those brawls are crazy.
Your boy was about that life.
Geraldo some clicks, B.
Hey, man, whatever. So,
nigga said, fuck that.
So, rest in paradise to Roy Ennis. Yo, I don't get down with black conservatives no way, no how. But all that being said, yo, he passed away. And I just remember those two incidents. Yo, crazy. So, no doubt.
Next equal opportunity ass beater.
Hey man, he was hitting cats, yo. he was hitting cats straight up. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest: Donald Glover says the Migos are the Beatles of this generation. Now, I'm gonna stop right there before I even read that.
Crown, please.
Because see, you get a guy like Glover, and I know he's winning Emmys and shit or whatever. He's Golden just Globes. Winning Golden Globe, whatever. It's all a fucking same. And he's signing contracts, and everybody think he's wonderful and shit. Be talking about the fucking Migos. Okay, I know he likes the Migos. Okay, go ahead, go in.
Okay, so I'm not a Childish Gambino fan, right? But I have said, I'm on record for saying how much I enjoy that show, Atlanta, right?
Yeah, no doubt.
Oh, wifey enjoys that joint too. She likes Atlanta.
yes, it's a very good show. I'm happy for it. I'm happy for its success. However, there was an episode where he had the Migos on there playing.
Oh, boy.
The Migos.
Oh, but, boy.
But even more hardcore, they was thugged out killers. It was big time drug dealers. So
they were playing themselves.
They were basically playing themselves.
So it sounds like a quid pro quo.
Exactly.
Favor for a favor.
Yeah, exactly. Favor for a favor.
So now that you know that, how do you feel about it?
Let me read the rest of the copy. I think they're the Beatles of this generation. They don't get a lot of respect outside of Atlanta, Glover responded. There's sort of a generation like the YouTube generation I came up with. There's a generation of kids growing up that's something separate from a whole group of people. Honestly, the song is just fly, and there's no better song out there. Okay, so, all right, you know, the fucking Migos appeal to fucking young knotheads.
I'm one of those knotheads. I'm on the show, and I'm on record as saying that I'm a Migo fan. I like the Migos.
Okay.
That's my group. That's my group right there. I not only like the music, I like Migos. One of the groups.
Well, you're on record.
I'm on record. That's one of the groups I do like. I find them hilarious.
Okay, that's real. I put $1 million on Conway.
Oh, well.
But
I didn't say they was lyrical.
Nigga. Oh, okay.
they definitely not lyrical.
Okay, all that being said that, but let me get back to Donald Glover. And see, this is the problem that I got with this sort of type of media who reports on this. So the fuck what he likes the Migos, okay? Apparently a whole bunch of people like the Migos, but it's special because Glover's giving them a fucking shout out.
Mr. King Killer B, Donald Glover just won 2 Golden Globes. That might not mean shit to you.
Nah, that's a big deal.
For me, I get or anybody
it.
Else.
I get
but
it.
That dude, for what he has done on TV, just won 2 Golden Globes, right?
Okay.
So that's going to put a whole lot of microphones in his face. Maybe not the microphones that you or I or Kurt would put in his face, but it's going to be microphones in his face. So you already know what kind of rapper he is as Childish Gambino, right?
He blows as a right. rapper. Okay.
Exactly. So he's an actor. He's a comedian. He's a writer. He is young. He gave a big shout out to Atlanta. He had them dudes on his show. I mean, why are you even mad?
So he's a Black of Spades then.
I'm not mad.
Meaning
I'm
not a mad. Jack of all trades.
I'm just saying that.
I will say, yeah, he's a jack of all trades. I'm not mad to say that. I don't have a problem saying
first
that.
First of all,
I don't like his music.
Okay, first
I like
of,
the show.
First of all, I'm not mad, okay? And I understand he is a talented guy. But I guess to me, this sort of, you know, shout out for shout out's sake. Okay, to me, it's sort of equivalent to like when Kanye is defending Soulja Boy. You know, well, 808 beats, you fly, you know, all of this bullshit. And Soulja Boy is a fucking untalented fly larvae. Okay, he has nothing.
Are you not going to watch that fight, nigga, if they get it together, son? You're not going to pay-per-view that shit, son?
Okay, fuck that. Well, we can roll right into that after we finish this Glover shit. And so I guess that's the point I'm saying. For all of Glover's talents, and as talented as he is, okay, I mean, damn, yo. Fuck that. Fuck the Migos, yo. Fuck them.
Damn, son.
Atlanta
time
soon, huh?
I guess you won't be getting invited to today after party, huh?
I'm not, yo. I'm just.
What's up with that shit in there, pussy ass nigga?
Right. Fuck boy. Or whatever they would call me. Yeah, I'm one of those. Whatever. So. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. They want to roll into this whole fight game. So I'm going to let you run the topic, Swerve. This whole fight game shit.
You might not want to do that, but okay.
Go ahead then, nigga.
Quick.
Get in.
So you got now, it starts off with Chris Brown and Soulja Boy going to fight.
Okay, there's Soulja Boy again.
They're going to fight. That alone was goofy enough because Soulja Boy is going to get knocked out clean, whatever. Right, it's not gonna be boxing. I actually looked at a couple of the clips of him working out to go box. It's a joke. But what's not a joke to me is now you got all these undercard fights. It's like, what the fuck is wrong with these dudes, yo?
So check it out. So
niggas is trying to capitalize off
so,
of this
so
shit.
So let me right exactly.
Nigga, it's minstrel show 2017.
Okay, it is. But if niggas is gonna pay for that minstrel show, they gonna do it.
First of all, McCurgy, hold up. First of all, I'm gonna add my little two cents to this. First of all, on the cover of Jet.com, Kodiak Black challenges Lil Wayne to a fight. So, B, this is Jet, okay? And we're talking about Coon, right? We're talking about Coon. And you keep talking about paper. There's no fucking fight. None of these Hollywood niggas and none of these other niggas who's challenging this nigga and that nigga to a fight. It's not going to happen. You got Riff Raff saying, I'll get in the ring with 50. You got everybody jumping in. There's no fucking fight going to take place. None.
Nigga, what I see right now is niggas trying to create a lane. Niggas is trying to create a lane right here. This could be the new reality shit. Watching these niggas actually get in the ring and fight each other could become a show on TV. There's money to be made in them their heels, boys. And these guys is trying to find it.
You would think somebody as upstanding as Jet Magazine or any other up or real African-American media would start holding people accountable. Okay? I'm sorry. You know, I don't personally like Migos, and I hold them accountable for their lyrics, but Migos is just drug dealers on record, just like Conway is. And we can say that in all fairness and all honesty. Soulja Boy and all these other hacks that's trying to stay relevant by this, I'll box this person, I'll box that, but you're not going to box any fucking body, son. Okay? And then these blogs and these social medias, all the way up to regular black media covering this shit like it's real.
It's real because you got real people with real money behind it, like Money Mayweather.
Them niggas is
and
not
Mike,
risking
Mike Tyson
one.
Getting involved. You got real names getting involved trying to get this shit to really happen.
Mayweather and Tyson also want to keep their name on blogs and on front of social media. That's the only reason why they involved. They're not going to risk their own money on a motherfucker like Soulja Boy. You fucking kidding me? Ain't that many motherfuckers gonna tune in to watch.
Nigga, there's an audience out here. I'm telling you, son, there's an audience out here and niggas that sit in front of the same people that sit in front of their phones and watch all these stupid ass videos all day. It'll be the same niggas that'll pay-per-view that same fucking fight. They will watch that shit.
Reminds me of?
What's that?
Everybody here saw the movie Ray, right?
Yes.
Actually, was it Ray? I don't know if it was Ray or whatever movie, but it was a black movie or some kind of movie where they had all these little black boys get in a ring and just fight until the last one was standing. You know what I'm saying? They just couldn't even, just bludgeoning each other for the enjoyment of these white people, slave owners or whatever. That's
Are
just
you not entertained,
of, man.
All right, B.
It's just stupid.
That's what's up. I personally tell you what, we can just declare right now, I don't think out of all these motherfuckers, not one of those fights go off. Not one. I believe that.
I wouldn't guarantee it, B. There's money and there's a lane
we'll
trying
see.
To be created here
we'll
right
see.
Now. That's Swerve. What I'm seeing.
So Kerji thinks there will be some fights. Swerve, you think this shit is actually going to jump off?
I think one way or another, there's going to be some fights.
Okay.
They're trying to create a show here. Somebody's okay. Trying to make some money, and there's a lane, and they're trying to get advertisers and everybody involved. There's people trying to really make this shit happen.
We will see the Digest listeners also chime in. Do you really think all this Fight Club shit will take place? I say no, but we'll see. So,
well, how you feel about, since we just said his name just for half a second, how you feel about Mayweather jumping in there doing all that shit?
B, Mayweather's another fucking clown who just won his name in the ethos. I mean, all these niggas want their name in ethos. That's the only reason why these guys are jumping into this shit. So,
we will see.
All these videos, niggas, I'm telling you, stupid-ass videos, niggas. These niggas sit on World Star, wherever they go, and watch these videos all day. Nigga, there's a lane there. If you see motherfuckers that want to fight that's got a celebrity name involved in there, motherfuckers is going to watch it.
B, okay.
It can
on
happen.
Somebody's free stream watching.
Oh, that's what's going to happen.
Or watching it later.
But okay. It's the same shit. It's the same exact shit. Instead of just being some unknown niggas from the hood fighting or doing some stupid shit, it's going to be niggas you know, Soulja Boy and Chris Brown.
Okay. That's right. What's up.
And actually, I don't even know if I want to watch it. I mean, it's ridiculous, to be honest with you.
It's a clown fest. You know that, son. Clown fest.
All right. I mean, I don't think it's going to take place, but we'll see. We'll have to see what the market is out there. That's what's up. All right, next topic on the Hip Hop Digest. Snoop Dogg will roast any Uncle Tom that performs at Trump inauguration. Snoop Dogg is warning any artist that's about to perform for President Trump's inauguration. So y'all motherfuckers want to perform for Trump, huh? Trump in an Snoop in an Instagram video. Which one of you jigaboo ass niggas gonna be the first to do it? The rap legend continue. I'm waiting to roast any fuck nigga out there.
Fuck boy.
Well, any Uncle Tom on that.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Well, so now, and then too, I want to give a gas face out to Jennifer Holliday, who apparently is performing for Trump. So I can't believe it. That's some bullshit. But in color, you're shaking your head, but hold, son. Hold tight. I'm going to give you some good news. Last week's poll, you apparently threw up. You won it. 56% of the people said yes, the kids from the historical black college should perform for Trump. 44% said no. So, you know, you won that. Congratulations.
Well, I mean, it ain't about me winning. It's about them kids winning, because it ain't got shit to do with me. But for them, again, B, it's an opportunity of a lifetime. It's not like, again, if they was going to perform for a Ku Klux Klan rally or something like that, I would totally be with you on that. But word. For people saying about not performing for this inauguration, this, that, and the other, people pulling out and all this kind of stuff.
That's fine, but this shit is a Klan rally by proxy. Okay.
Damn, son.
Damn right. Because because let me tell you something. Because you look at a list of performers besides Jennifer Holliday, okay, who gets the gas face, you got basically fucking like two or three country groups, then two other washed up motherfuckers and another fucking American Idol wannabe chick. I mean,
but B, what do you think the playlist is going to be, son? When Obama was up there, who was on the fucking stage for him? You know what I'm saying? So he going to get what he going to get because of who his audience is. You think them Duck Dynasty motherfuckers want to see Jay-Z on the stage? Hell no. They want to see some motherfucking country boys up there.
No doubt. I mean, no doubt. Look, all I'm saying is that, again, to me, I disagree with a lot of folks out there because I do believe this ain't nothing but a Klan rally by proxy any fucking way.
Bugging.
Yo, son, am I bugging? I like the intro last week when Kurt G spelled it right out.
It's awesome.
Okay. It was awesome, wasn't it?
It was a great fucking clip. But the point of the matter is he wouldn't have been able to say that if people didn't do that. So if people stay home from the election and then stay home from the inauguration and any of that other shit that you used to say to me, well, if you don't vote, you can't say nothing.
Oh, he wasn't lying.
You can't say nothing.
And what he said was 100% correct.
Yeah, he wasn't lying.
He just flipped it in his own favor. He didn't say they didn't vote for me. He said they didn't vote for Hillary. So that was a vote for him, basically.
Oh, no
doubt.
So what
if we get a modern day Kanye West up there supposed to be performing or doing some of their inauguration and then take that opportunity to say some shit that means something?
Them Duck Dynasty niggas will boo him off the stage.
They can do all that booing all they want to. It'll just be standing there with that dumbfounded face like Kanye was after he said what he said. Mm. But it'll be said.
All right. Hey, again.
I don't think people should stay away. That's ridiculous to me. This is the inauguration of the President of the United States of America. I don't give a fuck who it is. I don't give a fuck. Because it is what it is. It is what it is. It's just killing me how people are just... I am not a Donald Trump supporter at all. Let me just say that. I'm not. But the point is, people that I hear saying what they're saying, I mean, how did you feel when people were saying that about Barack Obama?
Tell
me how you felt about that shit.
I didn't feel no way about that because, number one, see, what I don't understand, and let's say people like you, this is a representative democracy.
Hold on, my nigga. What is people like me first?
Okay.
let's qualify that first.
Okay. Folks with your opinion, okay? What I don't understand what folks like your opinion is, what we do here is a representative democracy. And you are allowed to show your disapproval by not tuning in, by not performing, by not supporting Donald J. Trump.
But also the opposite applies.
Now,
you're allowed to just go in and do this because you have a choice.
Oh, I'm not saying that Jennifer Hudson does not.
You said Holiday.
I'm sorry. Fucking, I knew I was going to fuck that up.
One of them Jennifers.
Jennifer Holiday has every right to do it. Now, what this will cost her, I don't know. A lot of, you know, fucking me and wifey, she got so pissed because she agrees with you, Swerve, that she couldn't even talk about this shit.
Wow.
She got so pissed.
Know
she couldn't even,
like that.
Yeah, she couldn't even talk about that shit. I'm saying that both things apply. In a democracy, both. Most, whether if it's Snoop or anybody else, and trust me when I tell you, Trump asked Taylor Swift and all these top-notch Adeles and every last one of them to perform. And they all said, fuck no. And they have
why.
A right to do so.
Yep,
okay?
Absolutely.
And they have a right to, in their opposition, to state why. Okay?
And I'm glad it's their choice.
Right, now. It's their choice, but you're getting, but you're supporting these people that say, no, I'm not going to do it. But then the people that say they are going to do it, you're going to give them the gas face. Jennifer Holiday, shut the fuck up.
Right, exactly. Gas
you think
face.
The kids give a fuck about Donald Trump?
I know the few parents that are yanking their kids from that shit is looking at this for exactly where it is. You know what? In the African-American community, trust me when I tell you, I don't know how long it's going to take, but we're going to have a shift and a reset in our mind state when his brand of democracy gets going. That's all
I'm
saying.
Marcus Garvey.
That's all, you know.
And ain't nothing wrong with being Marcus Garvey either. I'm just saying. That's basically what it's going to have to be.
Hey, you're right. It might be. But all that being said, so, hey, that's what you got to look forward to, you know, that motherfuckers is just basically saying, fuck that cat. And two, more importantly, and I'll give you some props on this, Swerve, you have to be representative in your democracy and the fact that Trump and them is going to be pulling a lot of shit. By the time Trump and them is over, you're going to be so fucked up in the game because you wasn't paying attention. Okay.
Exactly.
To the issues. Yeah, fuck the inauguration.
That's him tweeting.
Yeah, exactly. You know, so.
He's an idiot.
Right. We're not that far apart. I'm just blowing up cats for the outward support of him. You may try to cloud it to me in the inauguration as a circumstance, a transfer of power, this, that, and the third. To me, by proxy, George Wallace, it's all the same. If you don't agree with that, that's cool. I respect that.
Kind of. As you said, we're close, but I'm looking big picture. I see the clown, but I'm looking at the whole circus, B.
I agree.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying. So when Donald Trump is gone, the residue of what the effects of what him have been in there and who he put in effect is the concern for me.
Because a lot of them appointments will still be in there after he leaves.
Oh, ain't no doubt about it. Like I said, African Americans will have to have a paradigm shift in their thought process, in their thinking, because trust me, yo, you talk about that, your boy Trump's going to be Calvin Butts over them gangster records. Watch.
Damn.
Watch.
Well, we will see.
Damn right. So next up going to Hip Hop Digest is, before I get into this topic proper, I got this off dictionary.com just to set the topic up. The pot calling the kettle black is a proverbial idiom that seems to have been of Spanish origin, versions of which begin to appear in the English language in the first half of the 17th century. It is glossed in the original sources as being used of one person who is guilty of the very thing in which they accuse another.
So I sent you to the dictionary, B.
Yeah, you did. Next topic on the Hip Hop Digest, Sean Combs Diddy blast hip hop for cooning.
Wow.
Didn't we just talk about 1997 Coons
amazing,
last
huh?
week? Can you believe that?
Not diddly.
I couldn't have made this up.
Not diddly.
Diddly. Yep. Diddy's comments will only add to the growing debate over the new crop of rappers and their views on hip-hop. In conversations that was thrust in the forefront in 2016, several high-profile incidents, including Young Dolph, but not limited to Uzi Vert and Lil Yachty, Diddy says he's had enough of the cooning, which is taking place in hip hop in 2017.
This nigga said, I was
hot.
Stands all me can stands no more.
Nigga, when I read that shit, I was like, I wonder if he was listening to last week's show. Because it's incredible. It's incredible.
Yeah, it's pretty incredible.
You're like, look at your baby. Look at your baby. So, that's your baby.
Combs also wanted to say, believe me, when I get my thoughts together, I'm going to figure out a way to articulate, because this conversation isn't for the whole world to hear. It is just for us. I'm not one to cast the stone, but damn it, even I know when to stop. Something has to change.
Take that.
Your boy Diddy said
won't stop.
Yeah, he said something hasn't changed. We're going in the wrong direction. Diddy, his sons, and all his sons who got accustomed to jumping in front of the talent are in full display, and he don't like it.
You ugly. You your daddy's son.
Son, I mean, Swerve, so help us understand. Now, I've always said this, that Coons knows hip-hop. Coons probably knows hip-hop better than most, because I know Coons and others, they're historians. They know hip-hop. Okay? Why would he diss his product? It's because of him that these, largely to me, that these Negroes exist. And not just Negroes. It's some other cats in there, too.
Well, first off, he doesn't recognize these people as his kids. They're illegitimate sons.
Really?
That's only recognized in people that actually look and see what's happening, like you. He doesn't recognize these niggas because they're not doing it the way he did it.
Okay, yeah, they're rhyming over trap beats, but they're him. I mean, B, you have a combination. I mean, yeah, okay, look, I don't know if Coons was a drug dealer on the mic, but you basically have an amalgamation of non-rapping pinheads, okay? That's what you got here, okay? Luchas, again, I can't not say this and stress this enough. All started when he jumps in front of the real talent. I was looking at an advertisement.
Left it out.
Yo, I was looking at an
a fork?
I was looking at an advertisement way back in the days, and then the first release is off Bad Boy, and the advertisement had Biggie and Craig Mack in a restaurant serving Big Macs, but wrote Big as in Biggie and Mack for Craig Mack. And in the middle of the two MCs is Diddy. And I'm like, well, why? He's the executive producer. Why is he in the advert? You understand why Biggie would be in the advert? He's big. You know why Craig Mack's in? Because he
Mack.
Okay, it didn't say
just,
you know,
like Uniblab.
You know what I'm saying? It didn't have anything to do with Coons, but he's in the advert. So, why isn't he recognizing his son, Swerve?
Maybe because he's out the whip.
He owns the whip.
No, he don't own that whip. There's a new line, B.
They got all kinds of new amenities in that around. Motherfucker, son.
Yeah, he said there's a bunch of Kias riding around, huh?
Yeah, they not Maybachs, they Kias, B.
Kias with heated seats, wood grain and all that, huh?
Oh, so is that what they talking about when they say they pushing a Rari?
I don't know what that is, but I guess...
That's just that slag shit that I hear in that trap shit.
Pushing the Rari, nigga. Yeah.
So, anyway.
Just on the video set, though.
That's slang for Ferrari.
Okay. Shout out to...
Down at the bando.
Right. Shout out to all of those people who can afford that. B, again, Coons, you just can't make this shit up, yo. I don't know what he can say. He's certainly the wrong messenger to deliver that type of message. This is no fucking way he should be delivering that message. I don't know. There's very few people from our generation who could deliver that message. There's so much cooning going on from everybody up and down the line, from respected MCs on up.
So let's just say this then. Let me just throw this at you because of who that gentleman is, the mogul.
He's a businessman.
Yeah, a lot of money, a lot of product out in these streets and the clubs. People live by that. Funny shaped bottle.
Right.
Right. So That means that he is somewhat of a person of note, right?
Right.
Because it'd be young folks in the club buying bottles, right? That funny shaped bottle.
Right.
Right? That funny shaped round bottle. People would be buying that. Like, matter of fact, somebody at work was talking to me about that today, and I was like, I don't get down. But anyway, what's to say he is not a good messenger to change the tune of what's going on?
Because you know why? Because there's a right answer and there's a wrong answer. Okay, Coombs and other executives don't want to do the right answer. And the right answer is that gentleman with his means could simply put out an artist who has good lyrics, you know, traditional hip hop beats, and say, this is hip hop. Now, he can't make young folks buy it, and they might not blow, but he could put his full faith and credit behind that. That's the simple answer. Him running his mouth about hip hop going in the wrong direction when he's part of the problem. You want to be part of the solution? Put your full faith and your money behind it, my nigga.
It's only going in the wrong direction because he can't eat off of it.
Ah. Oh, shit, Kurt G.
That's the only reason it's going in the wrong direction.
Because he ain't eating.
Because he ain't got no artist out there that's actually doing it like that.
Skirt.
Right. He ain't got none of these niggas ain't under him. If the Migos was signed to Bad Boy or whatever the fuck he got going on over there, he'd be loving hip-hop right now.
But he'd be in front of, he'd be in the Migos video dancing.
You know he would.
So
I don't know if he's going to be dancing in the Migos video.
Hey.
Oh, shit.
Unless it's like that old
look at my dab.
Sam dance.
Look at my dab.
Shooting bullets at them feet. That's about it.
Wow.
Not wow. In the Migos video, B.
Oh, okay. I'm just saying. So, wow, that's a good point. I never really thought about it like that, that Coombs, from his point of view, could be really upset because he's not really getting paid out there. And I'm assuming that means Frenchie's not paying the bills.
Frenchie ain't the man like that.
Oh, okay.
As I said, though, there's a lot of money in them bottles.
Oh, yeah, Coombs is making money. Yeah, there's no doubt about that.
So he doesn't really have to. And I'm not trying to, like, ride for him. I'm just, you know, thinking on the other side, outside the box or whatever, that, you know, he just may be. But, again, you know how the flow goes in hip-hop. If you ain't made nothing that's hot in 2 weeks, you might not get listened to.
All right, yeah.
I mean, do you think that the young folks, just on the break, off the break, without him even having said what he said, do you think the young cats respect Sean Combs?
Yes.
Yeah.
And why?
Because Combs, at the end of the day, can bring out a checkbook crazy bigger than all of those groups combined. So, and because part of the idiom out there is talking about money. Talking about getting money, spending money, having money, niggas in videos with money phones and shit. I mean, Coombs can do that.
You know these niggas be holding a brick of money up to their face.
Right. Yes, they do.
All the time. You're right. Like, look at this nigga.
Coombs can summon that type of imagery in a heartbeat much more than them. Bigger than them. You know?
And now, like you said, he's their daddy.
And he's
so
right.
So he started that shit.
Exactly.
Flossing hard.
Be like their dad. Remember we said that 6 billion times?
Well, only in the fact that he fathered them. Now, he didn't raise them. Like you said, it's illegitimate. Coombs okay. Ran up in the game, nutted, and then
bread,
bounced.
Huh?
Yeah.
God damn, son. So Coombs pimped the game hard like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, he ran up in the games, nutted, and bounced. Now, he don't know about
back,
these kids.
Son.
Yeah, like, exactly.
Girl, you know I love you.
Right.
What you I'm going to take care of my kids. I always do.
And Swerve, right. What did you say? Went to the store to get a loaf of bread?
And never it's came back.
Bee. And bounced.
And never came back.
So, I mean, that's
you
what
said,
we're...
You said whole grain wheat, girl? I'm going to get that.
Yo, so that's what we're talking about with Coombs. You're right. They don't want to be like their daddy, but he is their dad, so... That's what's up.
I can't wait to see. I do look forward to seeing what he has to say because it's almost comedy to be honest.
It is, no doubt. All right, before we get out of here, I got something special. We've been doing the Versus series, and we'll continue to do the Versus series, the homework series, if you will. This week is special because it is a three-team cage match.
Uh-oh.
Okay, three teams against each other. And I'm going to read
this shit down.
Right.
So,
and in this corner, we got.
Right. Exactly. So, and that's how we'll do it. In this corner, we got Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde getting money. 1983.
After all that Diddy talk.
Mm-hmm.
Getting money.
So check out the theme.
Harlem Stand Up.
Right. Check out the theme versus former combatant Jimmy Spicer. Money. Dollar bill, y'all.
Dollar bill, y'all.
1983 versus in the three-team cage match, former combatants Divine Sounds. What people do for money.
I see the theme.
1984. See the theme. You see where I'm going, right?
I see you going with all that
okay,
money.
Okay, no doubt. So once again, the three-team cage match, Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde versus Jimmy Spicer versus Divine Sounds.
Do Jimmy your Spicer homework. Is one of my Facebook friends. I'm going to try to get him.
Oh, that would be hot.
That's a lot of money blowing around. All I can see is that machine.
That is a lot of money.
That machine with the money blowing around. You're trying to grab as much as you can grab.
So that's what's up.
But one of those songs is different than the other two, though.
Well,
one of these is not like the others.
All you got to do is listen to it, vote right, for the one you right. like. We'll be listening to our Hip Hop Digest family. They will also chime in on that. So anyway.
Are they allowed to bring chairs in there?
Hey, you do what you got to do. So anyway, Kurt G's world famous albums of the week.
All right. This week we got another leftover from last year. We got Vinnie Paz, the cornerstone of the corner store. That's Vinnie Paz, the cornerstone of the corner store. And then we got Venomous 2000 and Trillion, Sounds of the Great Ones. That's Venomous 2000 and Trillion, Sounds of the Great Ones. And the instrumental joint is Chill Hop Records Appetizers. That's Chill Hop Records Appetizers.
All right, Swerve, what you got left over?
I'm just going to bow down to Curtis again real quick. You've been playing some dope-ass music at the end of these shows, B. I have been loving it. So, yes, I listen to them every week, and then I listen to the whole 5, 6, whatever cuts is on there. And I'm saying, sir, you've been doing a great job.
No doubt.
This year.
So that's true. So before we get out of here, quickly.
I'm shaking this bucket, nigga.
No, not the bucket. We're going to do the bucket after this one, real quick.
Okay. I can't forget this week.
Quickly,
we got to shake the bucket.
On the show, last week we had Dimples D against Love Bug Starsky. Kurt G, who's better for you?
I like Love Bug Starsky.
Wow, Love Bug Starsky. As far as me, myself, man, that was a tough one because I do actually love both records. I'm going to give the edge to Dimples D. Swerving.
Yeah, it was close, and I don't want to go tie because that doesn't do anything. So if I gotta stand up and pick one, I gotta pick Love Bug B.
All right, as far as the show goes, Love Bug Starsky winning. So now we can pick it off the bucket. What's good?
All right, let me shake it up, shake them
on the show.
Come in, pick up the homies and watch me break them.
I don't like the bucket.
I know, B, but you got
one. Kirby Bucket.
Kirby Bucket, my nigga. Pick one out of there.
All right. Who is this? Something B-Boy Stance. What's that?
Oh, N-Y-N-M-Y-B-Boy
Stance. N-Y B-Boy Stance.
You are the next contestant.
Yes, cross your hands.
On the Hip Hop Digest.
That club pose.
Okay, you're the next contestant on the Hip Hop Digest.
Tell him what he's won.
Ain't winning none.
So if you want to get on
streaming over here, this is a free stream.
Right. So if you want to get on, contact Swerving with the contact info, and we will get you next week.
You already know it. It's on Twitter. I'm going to get him.
All right. That's it. That's all. We'll see you next week. Peace.
Peace. Oh, next week, we're going to talk about records.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Okay.
Tower Records.
All right. We'll pencil that in.
Pencil Tower Sir. Records in. All right.
Peace.
One.
Peace.
Are you tired of looking whack? Do you want to look cool? Are you tired of people being in your business? Well, you need not worry again. Get some Lokes. That's right, some Lokes. For the amazingly low price of $4.99.
Now available at your nearest South Central liquor store.
Yeah, this is radio station KMG. And whenever you want to hear some funky shit, put your dial on 187. Now some new music by some homeboys out of South Central. Here's ATL and they call this one Living Like Hustlers.
Let me start it off, because I'm a player. Fade into part two, I'm the number one whole layer Mac. A player and a pimp. Something much stronger than your average drink. Now call me if I'm over like moonshine. Take a sip of my rhyme and I take over your mind. Because I don't think like the average thing. online stalker or your neighborhood head shrinker. 187 is like a mega blast. I take too many names, I get too much ass. KMG, the number one Mac Daddy. Eating chicken like a motherfucker, rolling my caddy. With my brim coat bent to the side, hop up and slide. Go Mac in the back, 187 to the side. Street pilgrims, pioneering the land. Above the law status, with the gat in my hand. A mind designed like Frank Nitti. Living large on the mic, doing damage for the city. The city of Tonus, which is known as L.A. But the hustlers hustle and the ballers play. We got the dope beats from the homeboy Dre. And it had to be done out the ruthless way. 187, what's up? What do we do at a show? We wear black on black with the lopes in the Romeo. Start stepping and load my mic weapon. We say it's fitting, you think it's hit. KMG, it's not as most greatly. Some people like me, most people hate me. In other words, I kick my gear. Do you be sleeping, KMG? Nah, I don't drift. I lounge or lay, cause suckers take advantage. Yo, what do we do to? Yo, we doing damage. Cause we not punk fools, sissies or busters. In the way that we live, it's like hustlers. This point my life went with ease. In other words, my pockets were thick. Didn't worry about the feds, I was checking the mint. Full of swoop, took the roof, got dressed to please. Got the crib pimped out so that the bitches flee. I bought a ride.
What kind?
A white Corvette so I can do a ghost move when it's time to jet.
When I was 19, I was on my own. Hooked up big connections on my mobile phone. At home, or maybe on my person. To clock big G's, I'm definitely certain to live the lifestyle, the luxuries, the freaks, the frills.
Yo, you was living kind of large, huh?
On the real, deals was being made, suckers was being sprayed. Other words, we was getting paid like hustlers.
Cause I got the green light. For the numero uno 87, it must be hype.
For now,
let me lay the cards on the table so you can figure out who's weary and stable. I'm maxing, taxing, relaxing, stack G's. Stick back to the facts, that's why I crack them with ease. Please, get off the convoy, I think you're confused. When you cross, I told you get tossed and you lose. Now A-B-O-V-E-L-A-W. To some people, yeah, that spells trouble. But we not a group promoting violence. But when it comes to speaking the real, I won't be silent. Speak all reality when I'm on the mic. So you don't have to run and have a stereotype. See, sick of stereotypes will make you dumb. So kick back and listen up to the knowledge is grum.
See, the law has provided me the KMG that's complex with the style, but done easily. Pitch a bitch if I have to. You know why? I'm undercover doing dirt. I'm a hell of a spy.
Now me 187 is a detonator, deadly than a hand grenade. Much harder than a food to fade. Not a 40, not a quart, a six pack. Me, KMG, total cares and go mad.
Cause I unload my weapon with force. Yeah, I'm never detected. Highly respected as a baller, a player or a pimp. Yo, pass me the 40, I commence the dip.
A sissy soft sucker with no title. Unplug the machine, 187 is vital. Like a Beretta with a mega clip. Silencer on it with a hollow point tip.
But that is our business, on that we won't dwell.
We make records for you to look, listen, and tell.
Tell your moms, tell your friend, tell a fool or a jerk.
Tell our A&G crew it's time to put it to work.
Like hustlers.
Woke up Friday morning feeling damn good. Took a shower, got dressed, and rode out to the neighborhood. Had no idea what I was in for, so I pulled over. I bought a 40 at the liquor store. Popped the top, commenced to start drinking. And all of a sudden, I start thinking, damn, JD, why didn't you roll down Florence? I forgot I had two warrants.
Damn. idea, but like a fool I kept driving until I ran a red light and heard a motherfucking siren. One time, put my black ass over, put my hands behind my back and it was over. I was arrested because a warrant I wouldn't pay. Headed for the county jail downtown LA. I got processed, put on my county blues, and now I'm smoking a hump, watching the news in the day room. A fool jumped up and said, what set you from? I didn't say shit, I just bombed. I beat his ass right down into the concrete, turned around and saw the goon squad's feet. Yeah, them motherfucking deputies trying to do the same thing that they did to Rodney King. I stayed strong and kept myself in control. That's why my black ass got tossed in a hole. I'm doing 30 days in a hole cause I dissed him. That's how it is getting lost in the system. Here I go on a fucked up bus ride. Hey yo, I'm taking a trip to a place called Wayside. It's on the backside of Magic Mountain. It ain't no rides, no games, no shows, and ain't no water fountains. 500 acres of land, plenty niggas, and you're still your own man. I stayed down and ran into a few of my homies. They told me, watch your back, kid, and go for self only, cause I wasn't on the same side they was on. And like my nigga Cube said, once again it's on. The shit erupted on the compound. A CEO dropped a pin, I picked it up and stayed straight down until some devil tried to nut up over the phone. He got stuck and it was on, gone to the hole again for shaking the devil with my motherfucking ink pen. Things getting kind of rough and disturbing. They taking me to court for this motherfucking serpent. Since I'm black and I'm supposed to be wrong, the prosecution wasn't very long. Start stacking months on me like hotcakes, and in the morning I was headed upstate for shaking a fool who never be my brother. The simple fact the motherfucker had the wrong skin color. Yo, I told the judge, don't even try it. He gave me a year for starting a riot. I told his old ass fool, suck my dick, giving me a year for this shit. Yo, he added on another year cause I dissed him. Now here I go, getting lost in his system. West side,
yo man, I'm just trying to get about this motherfucker, man. I'm lost, alright? West side, which way? How you get back to South Central, G?
I went from Chino West, Chino East, Folsom, Soledad, even to Hatchapeake, CRC, San Quentin, and even Cochran. Lost in the system, and I couldn't stop them. Them motherfuckers kept trying to lose me, and some F kept trying to choose me. Stuck the F and sent them on his way, kid. You know why? Cause I don't play that fucking gay shit. The final pen I was in was called Blythe, and that's where I damn near lost my life. By some crazy devil with eyes full of hate. The motherfucker got mad cause I had a release date. Yo, this shit is crazy, it can happen to anyone. Didn't pay a ticket, look how much time I done. But it's alright, cause I'm back on the streets, playing down fly rhymes with these fucking drum beats. And yeah, the day I got out, man, I was wishing, but I'm back on the streets, still lost in the system.
I can do that shit over, no? Cause I was supposed to say, hey shit, yo, I can freak that shit, yo.
Concentration, a method I use to elude or confuse or remove or suck away from my crew. No mercy, I'm giving no slack to those who whack. Flinch and itch, you get beat with a bat. Now here's a melodrama slapped together a few minutes ago, pertaining to those distant post, kept on some hoes, called as they broke. Yo, you know punk, I got the right to take your life and go, cause you's a perpetrator. You ain't down, you just around the vibe. You step off punk before you get beat down brutally. This not only mental but physical, brought face to face to the vibe, tell lyrical. WC, now the feels of your check, and when you mention my name, think of a full metal jacket. Not instead of improvising any violence, but don't slip unless you wanna see a ride. Smile on my face, you're nothing but a backstabber. Roaming around saying that I'm a best rapper to solo artists and crews and those who never heard of me. I'm here to say that the W was given no mercy. No mercy.
He's got style, he's got pace, he's got humor, and he understands his format.
Pitch a flame steadily burning in front of the dome. Intensity is growing and growing, the best gets strong. The trap inside, but lost the breath, looking to death, cause on the double step and overlooked the professional. But see, I kept coming, yo, lyrics so fly that should have been on, that's incredible. Now why would a sucker wanna battle the dub? You just a featherweight, a better yet, scrub, a snub. I dedicate no perpetrate, get it straight to your 89 rappers, y'all ain't all that great. Running elementary rhymes at the hip-hop shows with styles that played out, we're glad it's not in the afros. You ain't down, punk, you're not united, yo, jocking my rhymes. All you wanna do is body corresponding to my rap. You need to adapt, comprehending to my English. I'm not talking in Japanese or Chinese. I'm speaking of a disease called perpetrate. You punk MCs, yo, the W strikes like a sword, just ripping and stripping your phony rappers in half. Y'all be tripping like
Little Women, feminine punk, she need to quit. I want the mic like a bass head, wanna hit. Versatility, ability makes it hard to step to me. Step off your soft for bass, humility, really. See, you wanna be jocks in puberty. Step towards the double, man, that's stupidity. Mentality, gotta be growing strong, stop gagging me. Strategy, see, destroy cause of death, tragedy. Rhyme designer, didn't climb and climb. Hit some old school stuff, y'all, to mess with your mind. Like poison array, but too bad, I don't spray no more. Now I throw grenades, to carry both, both bro, get too slow, hit the dance floor. It's time for the WX attack show to solar waters and crews. And those of you who never heard of me, I'm here to say that the W is giving no mercy, no mercy.
There's nothing abnormal about the way that he talks. He doesn't talk abnormally fast. He doesn't talk slow. He just talks to the people. He just talks to the people.
Everlasting bass, so the walls shake and vibrate the floor just like an earthquake. King T is back again, but with a new topic. I wouldn't listen too close because it's toxic. A new format, complete with the tool. Even though I transform, I stay cool for me to get taken. How would you figure it right off the back if you thought you would be ignorant or just stupid or cold dumb? I play lead vocals, Pooh plays drums, Keith does cuts, suckers get torn, but I gotta break. Here comes the horns.
Dance the boogie. Dance the boogie.
Bass to make your heart shiver. I know you remember back when it used to wear silver, but I gave it a toss. Cause I was told that you're not a real B-boy without real gold. So I went downtown to see how much is the 30-inch dookie. It's quite a bit of money for a big gold chain. Threw him a thousand, then he had me some change, and now I'm cooler. In other words, I got it going. Sway to the side while I'm showing a professional skill that I put together with perfection. I gotta clear my throat, punch in a hard section. Cause I need some boom to crack the wall, break the window, shake the room. When I'm done, take my photo. This is how we go, though, king of cool lyrics. And I'm solo as a rhyme preacher. Should have been a teacher. That's a bass preacher. And let it beat you. Never giving up, cause I persist to be the dopest. I wouldn't take it as a gag or a joke. Get serious. Bass drum kicking like a ninja. You wanna dance to death when it's in you. If you say that I'm the coolest, I'll probably say truly. But at this time, I introduce Keith Cooley.
Money.
Stop!
Get yourself together.
Cool, drop that bass.
Baby, that's it. Baby, that's it. Baby, that's it. I'm through. You dig it?
West Sea affiliate, yeah.
Going up the double.
Yeah.
Going up the
I'm with this. What we throwing up?
Going up the double.
All you bust ass niggas out there. I got my motherfucking homeboys in the house. My nigga Ice Cube, back here. Back to set the record straight for these bust ass niggas who trip. This all we do, a nigga.
Front, back, side to side. We be giving it up till the day we die. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to erupt. So motherfucker, what's up? Front, back, side to side, we be giving it up till the day we die. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to erupt. So motherfucker, what's up?
Nigga, clear the lane, here I come once again with this gangster clique, dropping this gangster shit. Strictly for the rider, two riders, I got a west side of rhymer for the niggas that's sitting on them date wires. Pump the bass, hit the switch, cause Ice Cube, Mac 10, and Dub C's back up in this B.I. itch. Straight hooked up for life, ain't no looking back, ink in my flesh, west side tatted on my chest. Walking with the shadow of death through the land of the scandalous, South Central Los Angeles, home of the Crips and the Bloods, where even the strongest niggas is drugged through the mud. And this is us from out of town, best to say in Hollywood. You get the tourist ass cake strolling through my hood. West Coast to the casket drop, I'll be throwing it up. So motherfucker, what's up?
It's Gun Ho Mac 1, no please. You can't fuck with these Ice Cubes and Dub C's. It's my G's and hip hop. Top three niggas, the new bosses. Never slipping cause we flosses. Packing Nina Ross's, nigga. Thought you knew how we do it. Ain't a damn thing changed. I'll wait on them things forever in a day. So back up, give me room, don't neglect, just respecting everything I can't check, I wreck. Now you can cross out the busters and snitches. Shit, only killers, hoochie bitches, and hot hydraulic switches allowed. On the turf where the real hogs dwell. Sold up the hood, the fattest bowlers on the block for sale. Inglewood City, the throne, my call home. Niggas be so bright, you might need your locs on. The bell through and spin your end with Mac 10. And I gotta confess up, nigga, this West's up for life.
Run back. Side to side, we be giving it up till the day we die. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to erupt. So motherfucker, what's up? Front, back, side to side, we be giving it up till the day we die. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to erupt. So motherfucker, what's up?
Now I got to show you how the West Coast rocks. No razor blades in my mouth, just a Glock, and I'm hitting you up with that WS. The sun rises in the east, but it sets in the west. No goatee, you get to reek. So hand me the goodies, stocking masks, no hoodies. Christmas Day, I'm in a tray. Why some of you niggas got the world reindeer and a sleigh? We don't call it 5-0, we call it one time. It's my life, my life, my life, my life in the sunshine. 1-9 weighs a ton. How the fuck you think that the West was won? Now shit can be squashed over a 40-ounce of backwash. No joke, Atlanta folks and hunters, folks. In the East, we can be brothers. But when you come to L.A., watch your motherfucking colors. West
run,
nigga.
Back, side to side, we be giving it up till the day we die. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to erupt. So motherfucker, West's up. Front, back, side to side, we be giving it up till the day we die. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to erupt. So motherfucker, what's up?
Give it up, give it up. Like a nigga James Brown, me and my niggas are putting it down. So busters be weary, cause see we represent the city. When niggas caught slipping, it's left with their brains tripping. City of the angels, more like the concrete jungle full of Max Cadillacs and crack sacks. I pledge allegiance to the shit till I die.
So let the 520 slide and put it down from the west side.
Front, back, side to side, we be giving it up till the day we die. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to erupt. So motherfucker, what's up? Front, back, side to side, we be giving it up till the day we die. Niggas hit me up, I'ma have to erupt. So motherfucker, what's up?